Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday morning, June the 6th, 2022, 14 minutes past the hour. And I walked outside during the break there, and it is turning ugly outside, so I don't think people are going to be outside doing work much longer. Looks like a pretty good rainstorm is moving into the area. Now, before we get back to Family Feud, I think I might be vindicated on the truffles thing here. We have a listener out there. You know, a lot of people listen from work and can't call in or maybe just don't want to participate, but I appreciate when people participate via the internet or email or however they do that. Now, truffles. This was our category last hour, if you're just tuning in, was name an expensive food or name a food from an expensive restaurant. Now, our last answer was truffles. Now, here's the thing. Apparently, I should have read this during the break. Apparently, truffle mushrooms are a thing. So that's right. That's where we were. But I think there is a truffle dessert is what this is saying. Let me go. We'll just read this thing right from the top. The headline says, Truffles versus Truffles. What do you know about these famous luxury foods? Mushroom or chocolate? What's the deal with truffles? So this is a truffle. And this is a truffle. Now, one is a mushroom. It's showing me a picture of a mushroom. And one is a picture of something that looks like a hunk of chocolate. Luckily, Whole Foods is here to answer some questions about the differences and similarities between the two. So next time the recipe calls for truffle oil, you aren't trying to squeeze a chocolate candy or its juice. So here's the deal. There's more... So apparently truffles are mushrooms... But apparently, truffles are also a chocolatey dessert. For instance, did you know that the chocolate truffle is actually named after the truffle mushroom because of their similar shape? Or that mushrooms have been prized since the time of the ancient Greeks? So, truffles are a dessert. And I thank the listener for sending that in. Now, did anybody know that? See, I thought that truffle was a dessert. And I think on this list, they were talking about truffles as a dessert. Now, maybe they were talking about mushrooms. I don't know. Are truffle mushrooms expensive? See, I've only heard of truffles as a dessert. I don't know. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind in regard to that. And again, if you're just tuning in this morning, if you have anything to say in regard to the... we'll give you the current events here real quick before we get back to the Family Feud. Over the weekend, we found out that former city auditor Robert Landon was found by the state to be, I guess, negligent maybe is the best word. In over $150,000 fines that were levied against the city. So we'll see what happens there. I don't know how much Robert Landon's bond is for, and I don't know if the bonding agent will cover that. But we'll find out. So that was a story over the weekend. The River Valley commencement speech continues to fall out because of the comment in regard to... See, I don't know if it was in regard to same-sex marriage or not. I'm not totally comfortable saying that. Marriage in general, I guess, is what his speech was about. But Now the gentleman has been asked to resign from the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. He has refused to do so, so we'll see what happens there. And this week is this station's anniversary, 8 years on the air on Friday. And on Friday, I will have been on the air nearly 4,500 hours here on this station. And boy, is my throat tired. So, if anybody has anything to say about those issues, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything in regard to Robert Landon's $150,000 mistake, the River Valley commencement, or us being on 4,500 hours. That's just my show. That doesn't count all the other shows. Okay, now we're getting another message via the internet in regard to the big truffle controversy here on Monday. What is truffle and why is it so expensive? We're getting a double message here. Pound for pound, truffle is one of the most expensive foods you can buy. The reason behind such high cost is the scarcity of the produce. Truffles are seasonal, extremely difficult to grow, and take many years to cultivate. They also have a short shelf life. What does truffle taste like? Imagine, let's see here. They are often described as having a slight garlicky flavor, similar to that of shallots, with a deep musky aroma. Oh, doesn't that sound delicious? The pungent aroma and subtle flavor can turn any traditional dish into a gourmet taste experience. As said before, truffles have the unique ability to enhance savory and even sweet dishes to gourmet status. Now, I like that word pungent. I like the word pungent. All right, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, pretty good.
Haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, I've been busy.
Okay.
Tons of stuff to do and everything, so. But you were talking about the speech.
Oh, yes, the speech, yes.
Well, I don't know, because what if they had a preacher for the guest speaker and he got up talking about abortion and different stuff, what would they do with him if they don't look at the speeches before they're given? I don't know, because I know some valedictorians, when they get up, they've got a speech, but when they get up there, they don't do the speech. They go, you know, off and say something else.
Well, let me read this quote again, because maybe some people are just tuning in and they don't know. This is what the man said. He said, choose a spouse, I also strongly suggest to make sure to choose biblical principles, you know, a male with a female and a female with a male. That's what the man said at the River Valley commencement.
I don't know why he would say that, but what if a preacher got up? The thing is, when I went to work at Ohio State in 62, it could have been the fall of 62 or 63, and I couldn't get over it. They let a communist speaker come there on campus and talk. Why would you do that? We hated Khrushchev. Are you going to let ISIS come over here that chop the heads off and give speeches? I mean, communist is kind of like recruiting if you don't believe in that. And I could never get over that. I think he was at the Mershon, if I don't. And that just floored me. So when do you stop the free speech and the different stuff? But see, to me... To me, you wouldn't have done it. I mean, that's like church. You know?
Well, I guess
I did go to one. I went to a funeral several years ago, and the guy, he was a young guy, died. He was gay, and the preacher got up there on this subject. And you don't do that, you know. you know, it's that. To me, I don't know. It's like Jimmy Swaggart. He went with that prostitute. My mom loved to listen to him on the TV. And when they came with the first prostitute, he was crying and stuff. She quit watching because, you know, people back then and stuff. Well, they cut him 6 months later, the same thing, and on there crying. And it's like, see, it's everybody kind of like a panic. I wouldn't tell my mom not to watch him anymore or keep watching.
Well, this is the...
You know, and different stuff.
Well, this is the thing that I have said from the beginning. I think that probably was not the best venue to do that.
No, it wasn't.
But
it wasn't. It was, you would not do that. But if you're a preacher and you're going to talk to the students, they want you to be the key speaker. Maybe you're from there. And you get up, and what are you going to talk about? Well, the Bible, of course. It is probably going to be about that and abortion and different things.
Well, let me,
are they going to get mad at him and tell him to resign the church or whatever?
Well, that's my question. So do you think he should be in trouble for this or not in trouble for this?
To me, when you're giving a speech, whoever, like if it's River Valley Back, somebody should have seen his speech.
Well, see, here's what I
don't care if you're a valedictorian or you're an older person.
Well, here's something.
Somebody should have an idea of what he was going to do. I don't know if they know him in the community, if he's very religious. If he is, then they know he's going to go that way.
Well, let me.
But then somebody on that board, are they against it? But they're just not going to give their opinion. They don't want this and that. No.
Well, this is just it.
They could be. Sleepers.
Well,
this is
the question. These are the questions I have right now. Number one, I cannot read a written speech. I've been asked to speak a lot, very nicely, by groups. Kiwanis, Whirlpool retirees, the Y-Men, and I've always had a great time. But I can't read a speech. I can't sit down and write it and then read it. I just can't do that. So when somebody asks me to speak, I mean, I know what I'm going to speak about, but I speak off the top of my head, and a lot of times I take questions and, you know, answer them. I don't know what questions people are going to ask me. So here's what I don't know. I don't the way this sounds, and I don't know, I don't think this was written, because I don't know that you would write, because this is the quote. This is from a transcript. He says, choose a spouse, I suggest. I also strongly suggest to make sure to choose biblical principles. You know, a male with a female and a female with a male. I don't think you would write it that way. I don't. If you were writing a speech, I think he said this offhandedly.
Well, I think if you're a graduating senior, he would be more into the don't drink, don't drugs, and stuff like that. Because the preacher, that guy that was gay, I mean, everybody is saved, I guess. But when you get up there, you don't know if you're going up or down.
Well, the question is,
the preacher doesn't make that choice. I always said about Jimmy Swaggart, when he was running around with a prostitute and you went to the church and he saved you, are you really saved? He's committing sin like crazy, and that's what I, you know, and then my mom, I mean, she was like, they didn't believe in somebody divorced, and, you know, and before my uncles were still married, a lady that was divorced, and, oh, they weren't for that at all.
Well, the question is,
sin, you're going to hell.
Well, I guess the question is, should he be made to, well, he's already said he's not resigning. But should he be made to resign from the board of MR?
Well, I would think if he's in the community, they kind of know if he's more strict like that or whatever. If they can't get an idea what he's going to talk about, I mean, if they want free speech, they will get free speech. Now, if somebody got up there and talked about, let's just say race, a lot of people, that's a hot topic, or abortion or anything. Now, see, that's what, because when you talk, they kind of know you. They know what you're going to kind of, I guess, talk about. If not, they're going to get a shocker. But the thing is, there is free speech or there isn't. So make up your mind which it is, you know, and stuff.
Well, my final question on this whole thing is, because I'm getting confused as the story goes along, because in the beginning, I thought it was about what he said. Now I'm not sure if it's what he said or because he said it at commencement. Because my guess would be, in Marion, Ohio, that if you went and asked everybody on the board of the Developmental Disabilities Board what their thought on same-sex marriage is, there's probably going to be at least one other person, maybe more, who agree with this gentleman. And if they do, should they have to resign too? And is this something we should know of all board members, their feeling on same-sex marriage? Should we know it of our elected officials? I've never heard that question.
I think that's where they're getting into, you know, all this different stuff. It's like who to vote for and stuff.
It's
not your right anymore just to think or do anything.
Is it what he said or because he said it at graduation? I don't know.
He really shouldn't have said it at graduation. I think in the paper, he's the owner of a company. He should have went that way and more, you know, studies if you're going to college. Don't be, you know, like, I don't know, I never drank. I run into the bars and drugs, you know. He should have given more of a pep speech, you know, my opinion. But no, because people get on this race stuff, and then I don't like a lot of these news stations because, is there a Joy Reid or one of the news ladies? They blame white men for all the trouble. And my dad was the nicest person there was, and I take insult at that. You know, all these white men, and some of them, the news pastors are sitting right there white, too. The white men aren't the cause of all this stuff. I get tired of when people blame people. You know, they just do that stuff. It's over with. I could go after the American Indian. I'm pretty sure when my ancestors came over here, they'd probably be one of them and stuff. But am I going to go after these people that somebody 200 years ago or so did that or over in England? They probably got the guillotine. They did start a life or something. It's silly stuff. This is why people don't get ahead. They live in 200 years ago. They're not living in the future. They just keep going back to all the stuff that happened. There's stuff that happened through my ancestry that, you know, and stuff that I sit there and probably dwell on it. I wouldn't get anywhere either. It's just they don't see the ahead. All they see is the past. The past is fine to know. You don't make the mistake again. Because like in slaves, well, those Arab countries and stuff over there, a lot of these countries still have slaves. And still, we probably deal with them. They probably make our tennis shoes. They probably do this and that. I mean, people, if you're going to get ahead, you've got to be in the now and the future. You can't live, like if you well got a divorce, you can't live in the past. You're never going to get anywhere. You've got to move ahead. And when they say race, I flip it. I just flip it off. I'm tired of hearing it. I don't care. I always said if my kids married somebody, I didn't care what color, if they were green, red, or purple, or what. I don't care. As long as they treat them fine. That's what's important to me. They're a good person. Other than that, I don't want to hear the stuff. So I just flip it. But no, they should have known. Like you give a speech, and they're kind of, well, they should have known him. I think he's older. He's been in the community. And if he's, I'm going to say strict like that. Or they should have got something like that graduation. They should have said, well, you know, kind of, what are you going to talk about, you know? And even if he didn't write a speech, you know, he's going to have an idea before he steps up there, I think. But no, because probably everybody on all these boards, they've got the same idea, but, you know, they didn't get up and speak it. Let's just say that. So, I don't know. But to me, they just keep on this and on this. I don't know. I mean, if he doesn't went off the board, and if people on the board, none of them could say they, you know, they never did any of this stuff, they never did any of that, and they, or whatever, and they're perfect, then fine, I guess. I don't know. You need an idea somebody's going to get up and talk, because like that down at OSU, when they had that communist, they let him up there and speak. And I could not believe it, because Nixon and Khrushchev were in it like crazy, and I told him, I said, I cannot believe this. And so if you're going to let communists come here and speak, we can't go over there and speak. And if you're going to let ISIS, these people that kill, come here and speak, free speech, you've got to, I guess it's the rules or something somewhere, but no, and at a funeral, somebody's dead, or no matter what they are, it's not for you to sit there and at the church and say things. the preacher isn't going to save him. When he gets up there, he's going to know if he goes to heaven or he goes whichever, you know. That's not for you to judge. So, to me, just leave people alone, you know, and stuff. Because I'll tell you this right quick. I'm from a small town, and we had a flower shop, and their son was gay. And they had taken him to, now this is back in the 50s and stuff, and they had taken him to clinics, like the Mayo Clinic. And they said, there's nothing we can do for him. He was born that way. Now, why people are born that way, I don't know. Some that can be, what do you call it, they're gay, but then they're not. Like Lana Turner, that Tarzan or something, he molested her. Now, some can maybe, I think because when they're young, they're like molested, they don't want anything to do with a man, so they maybe go more to a woman. Now, this is just me. I don't know that much about it. And maybe they can later. But you know that Elizabeth Spars that was kidnapped, what, 10 years or so ago?
Mm-hmm.
Remember her?
I do.
Okay. And I think her dad, they had kids. Well, was it last year? 30 years? And then he came out gay. So I don't know how that went. So,
well,
so you don't judge people. Your friend, your best friend could, you know.
Well,
And different stuff. And so is that not going to be your best friend again? And for adopting kids, I'm going to get off here. The newscaster in Columbus, I forget his name, him and his partner, you know, adopted some kids, which you're not used to it. You're not familiar with it. But those kids, they're getting a good life, and they probably love the parents and stuff. And to me, if you're not gay, you're not going to go that way or whatever is what I'm trying to say. So I don't knock it. I'm almost 80. I'm not familiar with that stuff. It's changing like crazy. When I was growing up, no, you didn't do that stuff. But things are different. So, but that's just my opinion.
Well,
I
appreciate the opinion. Thank you for calling.
And I don't know if it made much sense or not. Okay,
well,
goodbye.
No problem. Bye-bye. Well, from truffles to that. And again, if you have an opinion, 740-751-4038 on anything that was just said there. I can't encapsulate what was just said there, but if you have an opinion on it, give me a buzz. 36 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. Here's why I'm confused. Is it what he said or where he said it? Because the articles, because this has become a national story. I mean, NBC News and USA Today and covered all over the world, and the Marion Star, I think, has done 3 stories on it. And what I'm confused about is when it's written up in the media, it's written up that this man gave a hateful speech. I mean, a lot of the headlines have said hateful speech. So it seems like the media has a problem with it because they think it was hateful, which I'm not sure the media should be judging anyway. But is it that, or is it because he said it at commencement? Because, again, I'm guessing if you go down the Developmental Disabilities Board and ask every member what their feelings are on same-sex marriage, you're probably going to find that another member feels the way this man does, and should they have to resign? I don't know. If it's because of where he said it, then that's a different story for asking him to resign. Or is it because he believes it at all? I don't know. Does anybody understand it? 740-751-4038. It's above my head. In all 4,500 hours we've been on the air here, 8 years, I don't get this one. I'm not even sure why it's a story. And like I said Friday when we first started talking about this, I even hate talking about it because I know we're making it a story. But it is a story now when it hits the national news wire like that. 740-751-4038. Anybody have anything to say about it? Weigh in. It's your chance. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I was just thinking about this. If that speech would have been given to just the graduate, say the gym was there and that guy came and give the speech to just the graduates, what would their academic. Because it appears as though it's the adult that is causing the question. But would the graduates themselves, which is what it was intended for, would they have seen that in a different pattern?
That's a very good question.
You know, because maybe we need to, right, wrong, or indifferent, and I really believe that they were all born as not that sounds a little awful, but what would actually the graduate's opinion be if they were by themselves and didn't have any adult people feedback?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of these articles, and I don't know if the Star one did, but they say that there was public outrage. Now, did you see that?
Well, only after the adults got a hold of it.
Well, I mean, it made it sound like there were pickets and...
Well, that's news. That's what you guys like. You like to get that.
That's how we do it. 4,500 hours later, you're right. We gotta drum up something here.
But doesn't it make you wonder if you would have talked to kids that came out at the little event and you would have said to any of them, what did you feel about the speech? Because I tell you, the other generation thinks different, not the old cuts. Because they have to.
Well,
that's a change.
Well, I do you have any thought on this, though? Because since we talked about it on Friday, he was asked to resign. He says he's not going to. So is it because he said it at commencement, or is it because he holds the belief at all?
What doesn't matter is his belief.
Right, but now, then does the board have the right to ask him to resign because he believes that?
They're going to get reelected, probably.
I don't know. Because wouldn't you guess somebody else on that board probably believes the same way he does?
Probably. They probably toss it around. I don't know if they actually believe. And besides that, have we made it into something that didn't really come out of his mouth that way?
You know what? Because that's the transcript. So that's exactly what he said. Does that sound like he wrote that?
Well, it doesn't matter. It was, he said it, and we interpret it. It's kind of like people read the Bible. Everybody interprets it different.
Well, that's true, but I mean, is this, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, I'm not saying what he said was right or wrong. I don't think the media should do that. But my is that really a horrible thing to say? Is that a slur? I'm trying to figure out, now, if he had used a slur word for same-sex marriage, if he had, I'm not sure he did that. And I'm just confused on if you're allowed to have this opinion. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, but it goes right back to everybody has an opinion, and that's the reason we have all the yeah, because everybody has an opinion and everybody translates to their life.
You know,
the one that hollers about us is the one that makes the news.
You know what this reminds me of, and I don't know if people remember this, but when Barbara Bush was the first lady, and for people who remember Barbara Bush, you know, she was white-haired and an older lady when she became first lady. And she was invited to be the commencement speaker at Wellesley College. Now, Wellesley College is a very it's the college Hillary Clinton went to, Madeleine Albright, very progressive college. Well, when they announced that Barbara Bush was going to be the commencement speaker when she was first lady, there was a picket. They did not want Barbara Bush because they felt Barbara Bush did not represent a woman of the 90s, that she followed her husband, that she didn't have her own career. She was not who should be giving the commencement speech at Wellesley. And there was some talk of Barbara Bush not going to give that speech. And Barbara Bush did one of the greatest things I've ever seen. She went and she gave this speech, and she addressed the controversy, and she said, and I don't have the exact quote, but this is online, and if people want to YouTube it, it's worth watching. She gets up there, and she gives the speech, she addresses the controversy, and she says, you know, maybe some of you will want to become doctors or lawyers or whatever, or maybe you will want to marry and have a family like I did, and maybe you'll even become the spouse of a president, and I wish him well. So saying there would be a female president. What a smart thing for her to do. And I think that's what happened here. I don't think this man intended to make anybody mad. I really don't.
I don't think so either. I think he was just giving his, but I tell you, Scott, I went to North Union graduation and it was beautiful. And the thing that shocked me most was 104, I think, how many kids there were. Sat there the whole time with no cell phones on.
Hey, that's a miracle in and of itself.
I think they probably went into withdrawal.
Well, but you know what? Like you said on Friday, and I thought about this, for good or bad, this is what people are going to remember. This is a speech that will be remembered above all other River Valley commencement speeches in the history.
When they're hobbling up there, when they've been out of school 50 years, they're going to say, remember that and we'll think that right.
Oh, my. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Somebody else was trying to call in there. If that was you and it was just ringing, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Google that Barbara Bush Wellesley College commencement speech. I think that was 90, 91, 92. I know it's on YouTube, but it's one of the great commencement speeches you'll ever hear, and how she handled it was really kind of brilliant, because they did not want her there because they felt she represented something from the past. 740-751-4038. If you want to get in 46 minutes past the hour, we've got 14 minutes left here. I know that somebody was trying to get in there, so if that's you, we want to let you in. 740-751-4038. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up at 10:10 a.m. this morning. And then we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 today. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, about that speech, he should have just, you don't talk about politics or religion in situations like that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's too many people that have different views, and he's not going to change anybody's. Is there one person there that was gay and they're going to change their mind and they're going to now be straight because of what he said?
Well, here's the question. Is what he said, which I have repeated many times, is that hurtful? I mean, I don't know. Is it hurtful?
Well, I don't think it's hurtful to anybody, but, you know, it's just him trying to, you know, pass on his agenda. You know, biblical, you know, prophecy. You know, there's a place and time for that, and that wasn't the place and time to, you know, to pass on your beliefs.
So it is more about where he said it, not that he said it.
You know, it wouldn't have been a good idea to talk about Biden and Trump at that commencement speech either, because there's, you know, people have great feelings on either one. And he's not going to change him. He's not going to change anybody's mind.
Well, I guess I don't want anybody to feel hurt. And is that a hurtful statement to make? If you say that at commencement, I mean, were people hurt? I don't know. I'm not sure, because it doesn't seem on the face like a hurtful statement. He didn't use a slur. He didn't call names. He didn't do that. So I don't know if that's hurtful or not. It wouldn't bother me, but I don't know if it would bother somebody or not.
The first caller, what was her point she was trying to make?
You'd have to listen to that again in the repeats and draw your own conclusions. I don't know.
She talks over you so much that she don't let you take the conversation, you know, to where it should be.
Well, here's the thing I'm saying is okay, so do you think other people on the Developmental Disabilities Board believe the way this man believes?
Oh, I'm sure they're.
Okay.
Especially older people.
So is it fair to ask him to resign?
Oh, no.
Okay, so they're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they say they don't believe it, you know, deep down they might. But they might, you know, say they don't just because they want to, you know.
So him refusing to resign is the right thing to do in your opinion?
Oh, yeah. I think that's the right thing to do.
Okay.
And you want me to let you know, Wyman's are coming tomorrow to assess the situation and see about whether they can do this ramp or not.
Oh, that's great.
So late tomorrow morning, they're going to be coming by.
You'll be back on the streets before no time.
Well, hopefully.
Hopefully. Hey, well, congratulations. Keep us updated on that.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, that's a great story to hear. Our friend there was having trouble getting up and down his steps. And somebody called in, I believe, and said the Y men do things like this. And he gave them a call. And they're coming out tomorrow to assess the situation. I'm so happy to hear that. That's a great, great service that goes on here in town, that they can do that for people who can't get around maybe as well as they used to. I'll be glad to hear the progress on that. 50 minutes past the hour. Does anybody else have anything to say on this River Valley speech? We had some calls there. We've got about 9 minutes left now, 51 minutes past the hour. Or truffles. We can talk about either one of them. 740-751-4038. Don't forget the Orang Bang coming up this weekend, the 10th and the 11th over in LaRue. Not really sure what the event's going to be like. I don't know if there's going to be food trucks. Don't know if there's going to be rides. If anybody knows anything about that, they can give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. And the fair is less than a month away now. Coming up July 4th through the 9th. So there you are. 740-751-4038. If you got anything to say, if the phone was ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. Okay, we've got 9 minutes left here. And since apparently nobody else has anything to say about this speech or the auditor situation here in town, we'll try to get one Family Feud in here, but you're going to have to be quick. We've got five answers here. Name a term. Oh, gee whiz. What are the chances this question would come up? We're going with it. I'm not going to skip it. After the speech we've had, it fits. Name a term that starts with fairy. F-A-I-R-Y. Five of them. 740-751-4038. Name a term that starts with fairy. Can we get all five of them in 8 minutes here? 740-751-4038. Oh, man. Timing is everything, as they say. Okay. A word that starts with fairy. Holy mackerel. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
How about fairy dust?
What was that?
Fairy dust.
No fairy dust. Good guess, though. Go ahead, caller.
Fairy dust?
No fairy dust. Good guess, though. Go ahead, caller.
Fairy godmother?
Fairy godmother, number two. Thank you. Go ahead, caller.
Godmother.
We just got that one. Fairy godmother. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Fairy godmother.
Yep, number two. Go ahead, caller.
Fairy wand.
Fairy what?
Fairy wand. W-A-N-D.
No fairy wand. Good guess, though.
Wait.
No fairy wand. We've got fairy godmother, number two on the list. What are the other... 1, 2, 3, 4. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour. About 5 minutes left in the program here. Name a term that starts with fairy. 740-751-4038. We've got fairy godmother. Four left to go. Go ahead, caller.
What about fairy tale?
Fairy tale, number one on the list. You got it.
All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Fairy tale.
Number one on the list. Thank you. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Fairy tale.
Number one, you got it. Go ahead, caller. Hello, caller?
Fairyland.
No fairyland. Go ahead, caller. Whew. We had a barrage of calls there. Okay, we've got fairy tale as number one and fairy godmother's number two. Three left to go in 5 minutes here. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say tale?
Yep, fairy tale was number one.
Okay.
Fairy tale number one on the list. So we've got fairy tale and fairy godmother. What are the other three? 740-751-4038. Everybody's woken up now. I like this. Oh, go ahead, caller.
Reach me when I'm not a...
Oh, there.
Remember, I'll give you...
The answering machine has kicked in. Okay. Let's see if we get a call now. Whoop. Well, maybe here we'll get a call. Okay, I think the lines are open again. 740-751. Oh, now it's ringing. Okay, maybe we have a dial tone now. Name a word that starts with fairy. Yep, there we go. 740-751-4038. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Fairyland.
Fairyland. No fairyland. Good guess, though. Go ahead, caller.
Fairyland.
No fairyland. Go ahead, caller.
Fairy boat.
No fairy boat. That's a good one, though. No fairy boat. A word that starts with fairy. 56 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
What about a fairy boat?
No fairy boat. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Ferry boat.
No ferry boat. Good guess. No ferry boat. Darn it. All right, let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about a ferry pillow?
No ferry pillow. No ferry boat and no ferry pillow on the list. 57 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
Island?
No fairy island. A word that starts with fairy. We've got fairy tale and fairy godmother. Three answers left. 740-751-4038. And 57 minutes past the hour. About 2.5 minutes left to go here. Are we going to get the remaining three? 740-751-4038. We've got fairy tale and fairy godmother looking for a term that begins with fairy. Still three answers left and 2 minutes left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
Fairy's another word for fairy tale.
What'd you say?
Fairy story, another word for fairy tale.
No fairy story.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Fairy garden?
Who?
Who?
Fairy garden?
Nope, no fairy garden.
Fairy garden.
Go ahead, caller.
Fairy book.
No fairy book. No fairy garden, no fairy book. 2 minutes left to go here, about 90 seconds, actually. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Ferrymen?
No ferrymen. All right. Well, we're approaching the 60-second mark here. Name a term that starts with ferry. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Ferry boat.
No ferry boat. No ferry boat on the list. Well, we're under 60 seconds now. 740-751-4038. We've got fairy tale and fairy godmother. Three answers left. Well, we might have to start with this tomorrow. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp right after this show this morning at 10:15. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today at 4:10. And, of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 to 10. Go ahead, caller.
How about fairy dust?
No fairy dust, but that's a good one, too. No fairy dust on the list. 20 seconds left here. We might be able to get one more guess in today. Name a term that starts with fairy. Well, we're down to the final 10. Looks like we're going to run out of time. We got three answers.
You're
left.
Listening
we'll
to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Heading for the
your dugout. Place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention. Probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey.